Okay, good to see everyone back. I cannot say how it's very exciting to be back. I should also say it nonetheless. I'm not sure if I'm yet to be zocheh to be able to get into the weekly schedule. Hopefully one day, Emirat Hashem, but today I was zocheh. Rabbi Shabtai, who usually teaches at this time? Rabbi Grazer? Oh, Rav Moshe. Shabbos Sar, Tovas, Bezos Hashem, Rechama. But yeah, I'm not here to definitely fill anybody's shoes, and definitely not Rav Moshe's shoes. But we'll try to learn a little bit as the Shem from the Parsha. So yeah, the past few weeks, I don't know if anyone's here. Anyone here at Rabbi Goldberg's Parsha shir today? Yeah. Besides that, yeah. So you might have heard a word that you might. But Chazor is always good. Chazor is always good. So I've been very into the sefer called Divrei Yisrael, the Majid to Rebbe. I'm not a Majid or Chassid, even though I was at the Kaisel less than 10 days ago, Baruch Hashem. I believe I saw some, maybe saw some Majid or Chassidim. They were closing the airport as I was getting, as I was leaving Erev Chanukah. Shol b'zochet to go back soon, Baruch Hashem. So, let's learn a little bit from the Parsha. Maybe we'll take a little Chanukah message, a little Motze Chanukah message as well. Learning Shabbat Nishmas, Rachel Per Bas of Moshe, and for Shlema for Rachel, Rivka Bas Chana. On page 1, Yehuda is in his plea, he's pleading to his father, to the so-called emperor, excuse me, Yosef, not knowing that it's Yosef. He says, I told my father, we can't bring Binyamin down, we can't bring Benjamin down. And if something would happen, he says he would die because his brother died on the way, his mother died on the way. And if something would happen, that he would leave his father, Vames, he would be done. So the Majid Rebbe says an incredible idea. We'll say it outside, then we'll say it inside. He says, every single one of us have a father. Every single one of us have an Adoni. And if we leave him, if we leave him, then we're done. We're done. How many of us could say during Corona, you know, it was nice to daven by yourself, but come back to shul, come back to the kol, or Zoom is nice. Get to be back. Get to be back. I can't tell you that feeling davening by the kotel on that Monday night. That Shabbos, Alel Shabbos by the Kotel. You feel like your mom is back. He says, we have to look in the pasuk again. Let's say you would leave. Vamis. You would be done. Let's see it inside. Where you could go Klai Yisrael first to the Nar. As the pasuk says in Hoshea, Yidaf Af. Na Yisrael v'aveyo. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls us a Nar and he loves us. Wherever a Jew is, doesn't matter who he is, doesn't matter how low he is. A Jew decides he can't live as a Jew anymore. It's like, kind of reminds me of a story in Rebbetzin. The Hasidic tells of the Holocaust. What's her name? Rebbetzin, not Young Grace. Rebbetzin, Hasidic, Hashem. Hasidic tells of the Holocaust. Anyone Google it, and someone will tell me. Please, someone. Okay, no, everyone knows I'm phoning here. Very nice. Okay, so she writes in the story. This is the first story. No one's Googling it? No? Okay, no one has their phones here. Okay, excellent. It's okay. I'll be one and done. No one cares for me. It's okay. One and done. So she says in the story, the Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. Excellent book. I highly recommend it. So she says how that there was a Rebbe. Forgetting the Rebbe. The Rebbe who a lot of the stories happened to be from in the book. He was standing by one of these pits, and the Nazis told him to jump. And if you jump, you make it. You get to live. And if you don't make it, you get to die. And one of these, you got it, yeah? Anyone? No. So one of the apikor, one of the it's an afiyah. Thank you, Rabbi. I could always count on my brand. Thank you. Everybody else, we love you too. We love you more. Try. So have Rabbi Tzan Eliach. Rabbi Tzan Yaf Eliach. So Eliach, Rabbi Elton Eliach, very chashuv. So what happened was, they're standing by the pit, and one of these apikorsim comes over to the Rebbe. I forgot which Rebbe it was, and he goes to the Rebbe and says, "Rebbe, what should we do? This guy, his entire life, was no Judaism, no nothing." He says, "You know what? Well, we're going to jump together. We'll jump together, everybody." And there's a Jew getting shot. There's Jewish blood everywhere. It's an impossible jump to do. I'm not giving the story a fair. I'm just going through it quickly. And when it was, there was time to jump, they held on tight, and they were able to jump across. It was Mamash and Nis. You have to read it inside how she reads it. Even at the end, says the Magister, you could be the pachos of the pachos, the pachos of Garua. You could deny Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence your entire life. But when it comes to the end, it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad for every Jew. Zehu on the last bottom, the last paragraph. Zehu Shemarum is Bekan HaMalitza Al Yisrael Lifnei Adon Avi Yishba Hashemayim. He says we have to give the benefit of the doubt on every single Jew to be able to stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'nemar Adoni Lo Yucha Anar La'azov Esavit Shba Hashemayim. A Jew could run. But you can't hide. I have a student who used to live 5 minutes from here. Now he lives 25-30 minutes from here. I think I said this once. He's in your grandson's grade. His family, he's a Balkoire, on fire for Torah, the whole thing. Decided 3-4 years ago, not members of the shul, Chas Shom Lashon Har, 3-4 years ago, done. No Shabbos, no Yom Kippur, no Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Sukkot out the window. No Purim, no Shabbos, Menorah, Chanukah. Menorah is in the window. There's no Yom Kippur. There's no Shabbos. Chanukah, the menorah is in the window. The menorah is in the window. Chidush Arim, today's daf. I just did it outside for a little bit. Right? The Gemara with Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Right? The Tzimek HaKadosh Baruch Hu that told oil to light. Right? Misha Omar L'Shemen V'Yidlok Hu Yomar L'Chometz V'Yidlok. The same Rabbonu Shom told oil to burn, told vinegar to burn. So the Chidush Arim says a beautiful idea. He says, every single one of us, we are a Jewish neshama, shaman, osios neshama. But sometimes we feel we meet those types of, quote unquote, those vinegar types of Jews. Like this, I don't want to say, dati, this holy Israeli couple sitting next to me on the plane. Let's just say they just got married and they were very much enjoying their flight together by themselves. So you can look down on that. There's a time, or you could say, you know what? This is their holy Jew. Right now, they're on their way. They're on their way to be homely, hopefully going back to Eretz Yisrael. I can look at it with holy eyes. I can look at it like vinegar, pasnisht. This Israeli couple is ridiculous. This is how they act on a flight? Is that really using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes? That's choshech. Choshech zuyovim. Our job is able to see, you know what? That guy probably went to the army for 3 years. Put his life on the line. Today we had the schus. You know what we had today in our school? Today we had the schus of having Ayelet Golden. Hadar Golden's Hashem Yikom Doma. Ayelet Golden's his older sister, right? Hadar Golden was a he gave up his life 7 years ago, and we don't have his body back. Hamas, the kids were asking me, what does it mean they don't have his body back? I said, you know what it's called? It's called two words, Pera Adam, because he's Shmo. They make a. There's no humanitarian when you're dealing with animals. Sorry, not everyone Adam that, but Pera Adam. Plus, you think you're making a ceasefire with Pera Adam? You're not dealing with people. You're dealing with Pera Adam, a Jew. Keeper, no keeper, the guy gives up his life, doesn't matter. Rav Shlomo Zalman, you think that I'm just a Tzionish Azach guy, I'm just coming here with my gartel. Rav Shlomo Zalman, that good enough for everyone? Sorry, you're getting me right, I'm getting along. I'm getting going here. I got like 3 years built up right here. 3 years. Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say, we going up north. I had this chus to go up to Meron, to Tzfat. Oh, Baruch Hashem. He said, why are you going up? Go to Har Herzl. It's the same thing. The Har Herzl. So he said, Rav Shlomo Zalman, most of the people there didn't keep Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman said, yeah. So, Shabbos, you're moistened nefesh for Eretz Yisrael? No, you're moistened nefesh for Klal Yisrael. So the next time we want to look down on a Jew because they didn't have a kippah or with Shabbos or whatever, that's maybe a little sleek. I'm talking to myself, right? Of Shlomo Zalman. Of Shlomo Zalman. At the end of the day, the Gemara, Rav Chidush Harim says, the same Rabbonu Shlom that said oil to light, oil refers to the Jews that are doing well, told the Rabbonu Shlom, the vinegar, even the vinegar, the Jews that I feel like, you know, they might be a little bit spoiled, or they might be a little bit dark, but you can never run. You can run, but you can't hide. And this is the exact vort. Every Jew wants to do the right thing. Every Jew has the pintel yid. Every Jew has that pach shemen. Every Jew has that little bit of oil. We have to make sure to always hold on to for dear life. Moving on to idea number two. Hopefully that the next ideas won't come with any of the Tosfos and Rashi comes out, but who knows? Who knows? You never know. You never know. Yes, I'm recording over here, but it's okay. I didn't say anything crazy. I'm giving you my opinions. I'm not giving you the story. I'm giving my opinions. You can take him or leave him. Well, so we could agree sometimes to disagree. It's all good. The next vort, the Divrei Yisrael says, I love this vort. My Rebbe, Moshe Weinberger Shlita, is coming in a month. Can mark your calendars, January 16th, I believe. 18th, something like that. They'll be in the weekly. The pasuk says, on page 2, Below Yachal Yosef Lezapik Lechol Hanitzavim Alav. Yosef wasn't able to handle it anymore. He sees Yehuda being able to stand strong for his brother, for Binyamin, and he asks everyone to leave the room. So says the Majlis Rebbe, it's a beautiful idea. This is something that I try to live with. And if you actually listen to Eitan Katz, Rabbi Gibber just had Eitan Katz for Shabbos. So he has the song that's based on this pasuk and this pshat, actually. When the song came out, I texted him. I annoy him a little bit. I'm not friends with Eitan Katz. I annoy him. I'm an annoyer. I like to annoy people. So I said, is your song based on this vort? Where he's also a Talmud of Weinberger. He says, yeah, his song. I forgot the name of the song, but it's based on this song, on this vort from the Majitzer. He says, sometimes a Jew feels v'lo yuchal. You can't go on anymore. Your wife's driving you crazy. Your students are driving you nuts. You have an economical issue. You're having a problem with one of the kids. What's the Majitzer say? V'lo yuchal. You don't feel like you can't go on anymore. Yosef lisapek. Continue to hold on tight. Continue to mischazik yourself. Continue to don't give up. Ein shum yesh ba'om klal. There's no such thing as giving up. Yesh lam is ulama hamilas Yosef. See on the left hand side. He nimshach v'davik lamata hamilas lezapik. Said Yosef lezapik. They're connected. Says the Moshe. Ha'in kachu. Yina ha'ikra l'chol adaygas ha'om dema'odom. The main thing to be able to do when a person has all these worries. Hu shelo yedoychikas sasha. Don't start thinking and going worried and this and that. But Yosef ha'alila. And Rahman al-Tzlan, you don't feel like there's any way out. And you feel like you're lost and dark and everything's done. Says the Majitzer. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yischazdig is atzmo. You have to continue to give yourself chizik. For Yosef l'sapik, and continue to hold on tight. Yosef means to increase. Continue to hold on tight. Od ayavar zam lo yitchas asha. But Cain who knows b'chol tov. How many of us, especially everyone's been saying a year and a half. It's been a year and a half for 7 months. It's not been in a year and a half. Let's say we're at 2 years already. Can we say that? Yeah, we're at 2 years. Year and a half, it's been a year and a half for 7 years. It's 2 years. You felt like you're just done. I'm done with this. And going on a plane with a mask and going to Israel to get a thing and a zach and a whole. I thought I was giving the Israeli government my entire social security. I'll do it again in a million times. But like the amount of things you needed to do to go into Eretz Yisrael. No, I'm not complaining. Chas v'shalom, I was so blessed. My wife let me go, Baruch Hashem. My boss, I said, "But you can take my salary, I'm going." But at the end of the day, sometimes we feel like we're done. We're done with this. This new variant, Omicron, it feels like it's the name of some Nintendo 64 game. It's a video game, Omicron, or whatever it's called. You feel like you just want to give up. Says the Majid, don't do that. Zeo ha'ram is a pasuk. V'lo yachol, Yosef is happy. V'lo yachol. And you feel like you can't go on anymore. You feel like you don't have any other advice for your nefesh. Yosef leisapik. Continue to hold on tight. This too shall pass. Everyone standing around him. What does that mean? All the people standing around you does not refer to the people. It refers to the worries and to the troubles. In the tribulations that get into the darkness against into our head. The lo yachol. You feel like you can't do it anymore. Yosef lisapik, hold on tight. Isn't this what Chanukah is all about? Chanukah. Rabin be'ayim yatim. A bunch of Tamidi Chachamim going against a huge army. Kidding me? And searching and storming down. And they found Tumon Shabbat Tzibra, Pnei Yeshua. Everybody knows it. Why are they looking for the Pach Shemin? Because the Jew never gives up. The Kotzker says, right, the machlokas between Rav and Abaye about Yeish Shalom Midas. Right, passing like Abaye. Yeish Shalom Midas. The Kotzker says, Yeish Shalom Midas. It's not a part of our repertoire. It's not in our vocabulary. It can't be part of our das. Right? And usually, I would say Rabbi Nachman, but sometimes people, Rabbi Nachman, those guys with those special kibbutz, I'll quote from the Kotzker, but it's all the tzaddikim. It's the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Nachman, it's the Kotzker. There's no such thing as giving up in Judaism. The lo yachol, you feel like you can't go up anymore. Yosef Lisapik, you continue to hold on tight, you continue to stand up strong, continue to move on. Moving on to idea number 3. Everyone with me? I didn't drive anyone out yet? Okay, amazing. Hopefully I'll be asked to come back one day soon, Mitzvah Hashem. Idea number 3, this is a short one. So this comes from the Rabbi Chaskel of Kozhmian. Staying in the world of Majits, Rabbi Chaskel of Kozhmian, Toritz Chaskel was the grandfather of Divrei Yisrael. I'm sorry I didn't write it on the, this is a last minute shmuz. I was Baruch Hashem zeichet to have the Svarim at home. So Yosef tells his brothers, don't get sad. Kadosh Baruch Hu had a plan the entire time. Says the Medrash, Ein va'ata ela tshuva. Ein va'ata ela tshuva. Anytime he says the word va'ata, it's a code word for tshuva. Says the Rabbi Yochasev of Kushmir, what was he really saying? Al teyatzvu, shelo tiyat tshuva ba'atzvus, ki'im b'simcha. Rabbon Hashem doesn't need your tshuva and sadness. If you're doing tshuva and it's making you sad, that's not tshuva. That's called yetzahara. That's called, it's not repentance. Because real tshuva, you can be able to feel bad, but charata is supposed to lead to simcha. Charata is not supposed to lead to atzus. And Nesiva Shalom talks about this all throughout his entire sefer. And whenever you want to see a benchmark to something you're doing, if you feel like you're doing something right, there's a clear difference between feeling bad and sadness. Sadness leads to more sin and more worry, but real charata, real regret, leads to simcha. Yosef Atzadik was telling his brothers, you're going to go back now. And it's going to be Altergiz Badarach. We're going to get to that word in a second. You're going to start blaming. Don't start. You want to do tshuva? Do tshuva. Make sure to do tshuva b'simcha. Do with some joy. Make sure to be able to serve, to do the right. Ivdus Hashem b'simcha. Hadin number four. That was a short one. Ayi pal atzavarei Binyamin ach achiv. Vayich on the same page, on page three. Binyamin bacha atzavarev. Right? So what happens? Yosef and Binyamin, they meet each other and they cry on each other's necks. So we know Chazal tell us, I believe the Gemara in Megillah, that Yosef cried, Rashi quotes it, that Yosef cried on Binyamin's neck for Binyamin, for the, he saw the Batim Mikdashim, Batim Mikdashos, what's the proper Ivris? Batim Mikdashim, Batim Mikdashos. Mikdashot, yeah? Mikdashot or Mikdashim? Mikdashot, okay, I didn't do so well in my YU Hebrew, I took a semester off, not for now. So what happened was, is that Yosef cries for Binyamin. Binyamin says that sees the Mishkan in Yosef's area is going to be destroyed. Says the Rav Chesed of Kushmir, what's going on over here? This is the first thing that they're thinking about. So he says a whole thing, and you can see it inside page three over Shabbos or tonight. But on the outside, we'll just say it outside. He says such a magnificent and magical fort. In page five also he says it, but don't go to page five just yet. He says, what was actually going on between Yosef and Yamin? What was going on was the ultimate tikkun, or almost the full tikkun of what happened with the brothers. What happened was is that there was kinnah. On the simple level, there was jealousy between the brothers and Yosef. I understand that they thought that he was an Esav, Yishmael, the whole thing. But pop api pashas, they thought that there was sinas chinim there. What is the Torah coming to tell us? That when finally Yosef and Yamin came together, Yehuda was ready to step up. To step up for a brother that he was not from another mother. His brother from another mother. It's a good line. Okay. Brother from another mother. You can't really say it's a good line after saying a good line. No, it takes away from it. Okay. Yosef finally says, you know what? You get it. There was a room filled with Avas Yisrael. The room was filled with Avas Chinam. On the bottom. Page 3. V'nei atikam the sinas chinam hu Avas Chinam. Dahenu Ava amitish sheyichov lo tzaro shechaver Yosef mitzaro. You want to know what real Ava is? That you're thinking about your friend's pain more than your own pain. Going on to page 4. Echov. Binyamin's not crying for Binyamin. Yosef's not crying for Yosef. Yosef's crying for Binyamin. Binyamin's crying for Yosef. Who's the ultimate tikkun. I didn't see this line before. This is a crazy line. Let's read this line again. With this true love, shahayse b'neim hayasover. They thought ko echav ekibas lo yaman mikdash b'chelko lo yechrav mikdash echav. They thought that through their ava. Tell me if I'm translating this right. I hope I am. They thought that maybe through their ava, the tremendous, sincere, genuine love for their fellow brother, that maybe they wouldn't have to be able to go through any of the destruction. Maybe they wouldn't have to go through any of the pain. Maybe they wouldn't have to go through any of the suffering. What it means to be a Jew, what it means to be a Yid, is thinking about others. I was zocheh on that Thursday night to be in Eretz Yisrael around 10 days ago on Thursday night of Parshas Vayeshev. And I remember looking at, I was in a yeshiva called Yeshiva Nativ Aryeh. My good friend Chanan Bina, let me give a little schmooze to the chevra before the Rosh Yeshiva spoke. So one of the main things I was telling him is if you look at the first halacha, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says, what's the first halacha in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by Hilchas Chanukah? The first halacha on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he brings it down. He says that it's a minhag to give tzedakah specifically to aniyim, and specifically to aniyim for Talmud Torah. So I asked the chevra, I said, beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, you take something about the menorah, something about the oil, something about lighting, al nisim, nothing. Why first something about aniyim and Torah? This is one of my favorite divrei Torah that I heard Rabbi Razer say years ago. I love it. And I think it very much connects to Chanukah as well. He says that, why tzedakah? Well, the Kitzur Shinoch says tzedakah for aniyim, but specifically for Torah. So if you look at the end of Pamat and Torah in Parshas Mishpatim, you can read in probably a month and a half or so. So it says that a malach came, I think we've shared this before, but it's good chazar. And Rav Avner says that a malach came, Rav Moshe Beno sprinkles half the blood on Klai Yisrael, half the blood on Mizbeach. Rashi says, who came to put the blood? A malach came. So it says Rav Avner in the Pachad Yitzchak, just his yard site, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, he says, you need a malach to split the blood? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Split the blood, he could have done it himself. A Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to bring a nace? And he got to bring a miracle like we did in the Daf Yomi? What's going on over here? Says Rav Avner, no. The Rabbanu Hashem wanted to show at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachaveiro, they are both equal in his eyes. When Moshe threw the blood on the Mizbeach, they are first to Ben Adam Lamakom. When Moshe threw the blood on the Mizbeach, on Klai Yisrael, they are first to Ben Adam Lachaveiro. The ultimate sign in Matan Torah, the Rabbanu Hashem wanted to show, is that in Matan Torah, you think that's all, Chanukah is all about yourself. Chanukah is all about caring about others. Remember seeing in Rav Lezer Gelza, before, let me just finish the Hinner, then I'll tell you the Maisa. Rav Hinner says, that was the godless of the pen of the Chavetz Chaim. The pen of the Chavetz Chaim, the same hand that wrote Mishnah Brura, Ben Adam Lamakom, between us and Hashem, was the same pen that wrote the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Ben Adam Lachaveiro. You can't have one without the other. You can't be a good davener and a good learner and then scream at your wife or scream at your kids. It doesn't go hand in hand. You go home from Eretz Yisrael, I was davening to Hashem to take the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, to take the Kedusha anytime we do something holy. We go up to the Kol, it should change our, to make sure it should help our patience. It has to change our midos. That the Nefesh HaChaim says the Torah is Mechsharto, the Mishnah Perek Yavos, the Perek Vav. Torah is supposed to be Machshel, it's supposed to Kasher on the Shomer, like Ober loves saying Nevor. The Torah is not so for our head. That's a Greek way to learn. That's a Yavon. That's Chachma. We're B'nei Bina. Maybe Dover Mitoch Dover. Has to affect us. Has to make the Torah has to be able to make sure that we become better people every single time we learn, every single time we daven, every single time we go through a Shabbos. Everyone's thinking, "Oh, Purim so far away. What about today, Tuesday, Kolo? What about Shabbos? What about Shavuot? What about Tu B'Shvat? Purim is a long time. We got two elders this year. We're going through holy things too to make sure we become better and different, and especially when it comes to Ben Adam Lachaveiro. We have to make sure every single time we do it, we go through some kaddish, thinking about others. And I love that idea. Taka, Yosef cries for Binyamin, Binyamin cries for Yosef. So the Maisa, 1939. We usually go till 5. Hope the Chevra will. I'll let everyone out a little early. Or a little, who knows? I don't know. Blinet, who knows? Rav Lezer Geldzahler, I told the Holy Chevra here a few years ago when we used to learn Torah in person. I don't like Gedolim books. Gedolim books usually make me feel bad about myself. I don't know if anyone else has that. I probably should talk to someone about that, but not for now. Rav Lezer Geldzahler, Rabbi Saul Besser, Shirley Besser from Mishpacha magazine, he wrote a few books that did the exact opposite. One of them is Rav Shlomo Freifeld, the founder of Shayashev in Far Rockaway, and one of them is Rav Lezer. Highly recommend, your life will be changed. Go on Amazon, get it for it'll be the best $15 you ever spend. Rav Lezer, R-E-B, Lezer, L-E-I-Z-E-R. Incredible, incredible person. So what happened was, Rav Lezer writes, in the beginning of the bio, Rav Lezer comes from greatness. His wife, his grandmother actually was Rebbetzin Dessler. His grandfather was Rav Dessler. So what happened was in 1939, Rav Dessler and his Rebbetzin were separated. Not many people know this, but they were separated in the war. For the whole war. What happened was is that his wife and his daughter went to Rav Chaim Arizer, the great uncle, Rav Chaim Arizer Grudzinski. And what happened was, Rav Chaim Moser gave Rav Dessler's son, a daughter, some Chanukah geld. And she declined, and she She said, Zayda, great uncle. I don't know how you say great uncle in Yiddish. I'm okay. So Reb Lazer, the Reb Chaim Moses has said a beautiful line. He said, Chanukah gelt isn't given because you need it. Chanukah gelt is given because the giver wants to show you love. Because the giver wants to show you that he loves you, that we care about you. It's not about you. It's about the nosing. It's not about the bekabel. It's about the nosing. How am I bringing this back over here? Chanukah is all about caring about others. Going to the rest of the world. Now it's a time about me. What am I getting? Chanukah is a time to be able to look at the menorah, to be able to think about others. It's very choshech to look internally, externally, to think about others. Like the Rambam says, what's true simcha? True simcha is not simcha's kreso. What are you doing for your own belly? True simcha is what you do for others, especially when you come before Yontif, to care about the aniyim, to care about the poor. Finally, finish up with this final word. I think they're up to five, right? I think this is four, that we did. That was three. That was four, and five. We'll see. Let's see five inside on page number five. I gave it to you also on page four, but we'll see it on page five as well. So Yosef, before he goes back, he makes one plea to his brothers before saying, "Don't get sad." He says the following: "Vayomer aleim al tikuzu baderech." Don't get hesitant on the way. Rashi brings down, don't start toman halacha, don't start taking long steps, don't start blaming. It says Bechazkav of Kushmir, if you want to see it, it's on page 4. He says, what does it mean, at tigris of adarach? Don't think that there's one way. That your Rebbe or your teacher and everybody else is gone. That I only learned Torah from Rav Soloveitchik, I only learned Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and everybody else is done. That's not saying you shouldn't love the Rav and the Rebbe, but realize that there's godless by other people as well. And I believe the Rav and the Rebbe would say the same thing too. The Omer says, look on the left-hand side. Chazak of Kushmir says, Perish al tigruzu badarach ratz lomar badarachi chasidus. It says, in a chasidus hapshat, Hainu kisha'ata oivid lahabori yisbarach, hapi eizidarach. You find learning Torah in a brisk way is a beautiful thing. Ukshata royas chavercha enu ave al darach zeh, sha'ata holech. And you see, maybe your friend's learning more, not in the brisk way, they're learning a little more quicker. They're not learning that same derech. Al tigruzu badarach. Ki har be darchem yesh v'abori svarach. Al tukuzu b'dach. Yosef Atzalik was telling his brothers, there's one thing we learned in the past 22 years. Don't think there's one way or the highway. There's no such thing as one way or the highway. Yes, there's a Shulchan Aruch in the middle. And there's a Ramah in the middle. As long as there are bonuses in the middle, you could have the best Joy Nukum. You just listen to that Joy Nukum. You have a Chassid Svardi. You have an Ashkenazi. You have a Chassid Shalit. It doesn't matter. As long as the Shulchan Aruch is in the middle, that's what it's all about. Don't think there's one way or the highway. It's not one way, Baderach. It's not one way. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up on that. This is the idea that he says earlier on, page 6. I'll end up with this. Kind of really connects to the idea we just did, page 4 and 5. It says in Parashas Vayeshev, Rabbi Goldberg also used this in the Parashas here. You know, Rabbi, I always tell Rabbi Goldberg not to quote me. It gives my mother nachas to hear my name, Rabbi Goldberg. Very good. And then he still quotes me. So maybe I have to stop sending him Torahs and they'll stop quoting.
Okay.
But down deep, I feel good about it. Right, okay, I hear that. Okay, very good. But maybe he's doing this, maybe Gula Lo'ilam. Mishnah says the Pirkei Avos, right? When you quote someone, you're trying to bring Gula to the world. We should talk about that, but the Pasuk says, by Mordechai and Esther, why does that bring Gula? Why does that bring Gula when you quote someone? Okay, I'm going off a tangent, but I had to tell you this word. It's a magical word. Why is it when you quote Rabbi Goldberg at your Shabbos table, that you're going to bring Gula? So he says, what is the Pasuk? It says, Vayomer Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai. Right, Esther tells Achashverosh, right? We're already in the, and we're getting into the, in the, they say, how do you know there's 70 days between Chanukah and Purim? Because the Yayin is Gematria 70. Now we have 100. Okay, so you have to do a little more. That's not. I don't like drinking. But that's what the Chevra says out there. So he says the Al Shecha Kodesh. What is you quote someone in your Shabbat? So that brings Gula. That brings a stone to the base of Mikdash. Yes. Why? Because when you give credit where credit is due, that's Avos Chinam. Not saying you're giving your pshat. Rabbi Goldberg doesn't want to take the credit. Okay, well, give me the credit. Give my mother nachas and probably me a little arrogance that I have enough of. Very good. Says the Asher HaKadosh, Tomer Esther Melch B'Shem Mordechai. Esther wanted Mordechai get the credit. Mordechai wanted Esther get the credit. Each one of them want the other one to get the credit. That's Avos Chinam. That's Yosef and Binyamin. That's what it's all about. So next time you want to not quote someone, maybe you want to think, we have to make sure. It's a very good thing to be able to quote things. Sometimes it brings guy. Okay, that's my fault. That's not a big over. That's something that I have to work on. Again, probably another thing that I have to talk with my own people. Okay. Says Parshas Vayeshev, Rabbi Goldberg quoted this last week. Yosef looking for his brothers. When you end off at this, Yosef looks for his brothers in Shechem, and he says, "I'm looking for my brothers." And what does the pasuk go on to say? Ah, oh, your brothers left from over here. Rashi says they left from the status of brotherhood. Says the Mojitzer, Anochi is the Rabbon Hashem, Anochi is the Torah. Esachai hainu ava v'achva, Anochi mevakish, hainu ha-Torah mevakish. Anochi is the coder for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's main plea to every single Jew? Esachai, Anochi mevakish, the Rabbon Hashem is begging us, care about your brother, care about your sister. When you see something, literally the day that I was going to Eretz Yisrael, you see there was a shooting in the Old City. Is that something that I just go on in my life? I'm going to think about it. I'm going to down for Ellie K's family. I'm going to down for them. Can't just go going on with her life, right? I was supposed to be in Tzfat. What's the one thing that's written on Arizal's kever? The one thing, the Arizal's kever. We learned Ramchal right before, so we can get to Arizal. What's the one thing that's written on Arizal's kever? Probably the only thing I know from Arizal. He says that a person before he come to daven, you have to take upon themselves the mitzvah. Because before you come to our Abba, before you come to our Tati, our Father wants to see, do you really care about your brothers? Do you care about your sisters? Not just about you. And not in a selfish way, because if I down for his granddaughter to get married, then my grand, because I know the Gemara Bava Kama, then my granddaughter's going to get married. No, it's got to come sincere. The Rabbon Hashem knows if you're davening for someone else, if it's sincere or genuine, or you're only doing it for yourself. The Goldberg gave a whole vort from Avi Melech. We learned that from Avi Melech. Getting way off tangent now. But at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's all about caring. The Rabbon Hashem wants us to care and to show love. And that's Anochi, Anochi, as that's Achai. That's Achai, Anochi, Mevakish. Let's just review these ideas. We start off the first idea that says the Mojitzer in Pasuk Memdal, Chav Beis, V'anomer Al-Donai, Lo Yichal Anor, Lazo Zameis. Every Jew can rummage, you can't hide. So the Maisa from Rabbitson Eliach, it doesn't matter where, at the end, every Jew believes, every Jew has the Pach Shemin. And the Gemara today from Gemara Tainis, that the Seder Rabbon Hashem said that oil should light, that vinegar should light. The Chiddush Shurim says that every single Jew, even if you're quote unquote a vinegar Jew, the Rabbon Hashem still loves us. The Rabbon Hashem still loves you. And idea number two: Lo yuchal, lo yachal Yosef l'sapik chol nitzavim alav. You lo yachal. You feel like you can't go on. Yosef l'sapik, hold on tight. And the chol nitzavim alav, tell all your worries to go away. You can't live life like that. The third idea: Va'ata al teyatzu ein va'ata al tshuva. Va'ata is the coder for tshuva. Make sure the true tshuva says Yosef l'sapik to his brothers to do tshuva b'simcha. The fourth idea was that why was Yosef crying for Binyamin? Binyamin's crying for Yosef because it was the ultimate tikkun. It was the ultimate tikkun of what happened with their brothers earlier in order to be able to make sure that didn't happen again. By the way, this always connects to Asar B'Teves. So the Asar B'Teves is the beginning of the whole downfall of the Beis Hamikdash. So Ayigash is always gives us the roadmap to not be able to get there. Right, beginning it was the Asar B'Teves was the beginning of the end. Now for now, you look at my Rebbe the Imre Baruch on that. The fourth idea, that was the fourth idea. The fifth idea, and finally, don't think there's only one way to serve the Rabbon Hashem. There are many ways, as long as that the Rabbon Hashem is at the core, the Shulchan Aruch is at the core, there are many ways to serve the Rabbon Hashem. I think that's our philosophy on the, right, at BRS. And this is exactly, not just the BRS philosophy, it's the Rabbon Hashem's philosophy. As Achai Anochi Mevakish, Anochi the Medrash says, Anochi Nehainu HaTorah, they're unable to be able to understand, caring about our brothers, caring about our sisters, is what it's all about. Wishing everyone Gemar Chatzim Tova, Shabbos Tov, Shabbos Bezah, Shabbos Shkor.